Well, they got going, but it was all too late for the Parramatta side last week when they took on the Sharks, down 24-6 with 15 minutes to go. So they stormed home. Mitchell Moses had a conversion attempt to take the game into extra time. He missed, and therefore the Eels lost. It's a very good morning to Corey Norman. And Corey, that was one that got away, mate.
Yeah, it was. That one hurt a little bit.
Brad Arthur say to you after the game, because you know, when you're down 24 points to six with 15 minutes to go, it's all right to come steaming home, but when you don't win and you you give up those points, what did he say to you after the game?
Yeah, look, he just said we didn't give ourselves a chance, and I think, you know, we need to start the second well, you know, good. And you know, I thought our game management really let us down in that second half. We didn't, you know, we had a good set, and then, you know, four finishes to sets. And then, yeah, I think we didn't complete the next four. This is straight after, you know, half time. And then, you know, the Sharks are so good at just, you know, getting the little things right. And, yeah, we just couldn't get the game back after that until right at the end.
Again, it's a matter of how you pick yourselves up and dust yourselves down, Corey. So what's it been like at training, and, you know, have you had to rally around a Mitchell Moses?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, it's just training as usual. You know, that one got away. We've been coming in upbeat. You know, we've got a job to do against the Dogs that are just as desperate as us. You know, we've had a look at them, but we've really got to focus on what we need to do to win on Friday.
Corey, why can't you play for long periods? Because that's a couple of times now during the season. You've given teams leads, and all of a sudden you've put points on it at a quick rate, but you haven't come away from the game. And if you gave a better performance over a longer period, then you would have won those games. So what do you put that down to?
Yeah, well, it's hard to say, but I really think it's just those, you know, dumb errors. Like, you know, we didn't get a good finish away to our first set in the second half. And then after that, we legit gave the ball away to them four sets in a row. And with a quality team like that, they're just going to put you under the pump. And then it's all a little too late, you know, after that. And then we got down there again and we kept turning the ball over down in their half when we were attacking their line. And you just can't do that against, you know, quality shots.
Yeah, and it's like, no disrespect, is it, to Will Smith, but Kaiser Pritchard's a big, big loss too.
Yeah, he is. Just the energy and the aggression he, you know, he has in that middle. But you know, Will Smith's got a job to do, and we, you know, we've got confidence in it.
Yeah, well, you're desperate, but you're taking on a desperate side in Canterbury, and basically, you know, whichever side loses are under the pump to play finals football this year.
Yeah, big time. And we spoke about that this week, and yeah, like we've done a bit of video on them, but we really just need to, you know, look at ourselves and see what we can do there.
Can you tell us that balance from Brad Arthur as well, Corey? Because eventually you've got to look at that ladder. I know it's all famous for coaches and players. It's all about 1 week at the time, and I understand how important the game is on the weekend. Does it ever get? Has anyone stressed in the dressing room, whether it be Brad or anybody else, that, you know what, this is really our grand finals come really early, boys, here?
Yeah, he did. He did mention something a little bit like that, you know, earlier on the week. He just said it is what it is. We need to win this game, and if we lose, it looks like it's going to be a long year kind of thing, you know what I mean? So, and he said with that comes pressure, but, you know, that's it. We just got to win, you know what I mean? And you know, we've got the next three or four weeks. We just really need to block them up like that. And go from there.
Well, that's the thing. After 10 weeks, you don't want to be talking about mathematically we're still a chance of winning.
Gone.
You know, you win this week, you can go on a roll, you win three or four, and all of a sudden you're back in the conversation. So it's a huge game. It is a huge game for you guys.
Yeah, massive. And, you know, we've just got to go there and win at all costs.
Corey, can I ask you, what would you like to be doing better on that footy field? What do you need to fit in a little bit better, or what would you like?
Yeah, look, I think, like I said before, the game management last week really looked down, and I put my hand up for that one. Just our sets were good, but our finishes to sets, you know, they were a bit scrappy and they weren't good enough. So probably my game management this week is massive, and just keep running the ball.
Timmy Manor, I thought it's been pretty good for you over the last couple of weeks coming off the interchange bench. Eye socket injury?
Yeah, found out the other day. I think he said it might be a month. So that's a big loss there, but, you know, that's another opportunity. Yeah. Whoever comes in... To step up.
Yeah, I know you said you haven't done a lot of video on the Bulldogs, but where do you see their strengths? Is it in their forward pack?
Yeah, definitely, but I think Mumbai too, getting their sets off to a great start. We need one line down on him. But yeah, their forwards, they're big boys and they go off one after another. And if we can contain them, they'll go a long way.
Yeah. You're a funny team, Parramatta, at the moment because, you know, you play some good football, and then I mentioned before the patches that you have. You know, you concede plenty of points. When you're sitting in there in the video room, does Brad have to do all the talking, or do the senior players point out errors that they're doing wrong and sort of point the finger at some of the other players that may not be sort of aiming up to the standards? How in that video session does it work? Can you give our listeners a bit of an idea on what takes place in a review?
Yeah, look, Brad says what he has to say, but, you know, as a player, if you see something, you know, me and Hainsey, we had a bit of a discussion about a few things on there, and then other boys came in, and it was good. You know, it's healthy to talk about what's happening and stuff like that, and, you know, sometimes, you know, it can get a bit, you know, frustrating with each other, but, you know, you have to speak about these things. That's the only way you're going to learn about it. And it can't be always up to the coaches to sit there and talk, because we're the ones out there.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. In a good environment, in a good culture, open and honest conversation is the way to go, because if people aren't prepared to voice their opinion in a team meeting, they do it outside the team meeting, and that's where Chinese whispers start to occur.
Exactly. And sometimes you're on the end of it, and if you can't pop it in a video session and walk out, and then that's it.
Yep.
Well, yeah. You know what I mean? Like you said, then people start talking and it gets out of hand.
Hey, Loz, in your many, many team meetings, can you give us an insight into one bloke who didn't cop it so well? I reckon I could name one bloke in one of your sides that wouldn't have copped it that well.
Who?
Lazo.
Oh, yeah, Lazo.
I don't reckon Lazo. No, Lazo.
Well, I always remember Tim Sheens. I'd get to training and Corey, you'd know this. At times, if you haven't played well, you know you're going to cop a spray. And you're driving to training and you know you've played poorly and you know the spray's coming. So you sort of get there and then you can tell when the coach is off you because he doesn't come and talk to you.
Yeah.
And you know when you get into training, you're going to cop it. And you sit there and the worst part about it is you're waiting. And you're waiting. He's having a crack at other players, and then you know it's your turn coming, and you just sort of start to slide down in your seat. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
It is. But sometimes, you know, the best thing is to walk in, put your hand up, go, boys, you know, that was me, and then that was half the problem.
Yeah, head him off at the pass. Corey, play well this weekend, mate.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.
There he goes, Corey Norman from the Parramatta Eels. Weren't far away. See, I don't know whether... I probably disagree with Corey there, that one that got away, because they were trailing by 20 with 15 to go. Do you know what I mean? So they'd been dominated for 60 minutes of play loss.
Yeah.
And
they had their moments, though, in that 60.
Yeah,
I know the scoreline sort of reflected that, you know, the Sharks were in control. But,
yeah, I know.
You know, they flew home, and if they had scored, which they were capable of doing in that previous 60 minutes...
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have jagged it.
And if your auntie had something, she'd be
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
You're always right, Terry.
Although that's
always
all,
right.
Well, that's all, it's all legal now anyway.